The following is a ComAvia production. ComAvia, leading edge media for the aviation industry.
You're listening to American Edition on the Voice of Russia. I'm Rob Sachs. As February draws to a close, various industries and agencies are now assessing the very real-world consequences of the automatic spending cuts that would occur with sequestration. One area that will be particularly hard hit is air transportation. Officials say longer wait times at airports will just be one of a bevy of problems that could occur with deep cuts to the Transportation Security Administration. Here to talk more about this is Robert Markey, is the publisher of Jetwine.com. That's a website which looks at all aspects of the aviation industry. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about these cuts. Where are the biggest cuts going to occur with the airline industry, and where could we see the most dramatic impact?
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that the cuts, you know, they may take effect on paper March 1st, but we probably won't see the effects of them until a little later in the month of March, if not before the beginning of April. But the FAA alone has announced the potential closing of dozens and dozens of air traffic control towers around the United States because of these budget cuts, of course. And the one thing we don't know yet is exactly how they will really occur. But we don't know if it means the tower itself will be closed indefinitely, if it means that the hours of operation will be reduced on perhaps the weekdays or the weekends, or if the tower will be entirely shut down for days during the week. And FAA has told us it's just a little too early yet to know about that.
It sounds almost crazy, though, that you think a tower would be shut down. Isn't there a fear that that would severely, you know, reduce the safety of these airports, that you're shutting down a tower for any length of time?
Not to the people holding the checkbook, I don't think. Of course, the issue of safety in the United States has always been a very, very important factor for us. What we have found in the past few months is that the squabbling in our Congress between Republicans and Democrats, that conversation has just absolutely overwhelmed safety issues in not just ours, but other industries as well. And they're just saying it's time to cut back. And if you guys can't figure out a way to do it on your own, we're going to do it for you. And that's kind of the way it's come down. And while they say that safety will not be affected, I find that pretty difficult to believe.
Rob, I remember after 9/11 when all the airports were just revamping their security measures. And I remember flying out of LAX and there were lines down the block and it would maybe take an hour or two just to get through security. And since then, they figured out how to speed up those wait times, getting through security a lot of major airports. But now they're saying, a report by the Obama administration saying that at major gateway airports, average wait times could increase by 30 to 50% at the nation's busiest airports like Newark, JFK, LAX, and Chicago O'Hare, where you are. Peak wait times could grow to over 4 hours or more. Could that actually happen, a four-hour wait at O'Hare?
Well, I think anything is possible. Of course, we do have to realize that there is a certain amount of posturing in the rhetoric that we hear from both sides. And again, it's not actually about air travel that we're even talking. I mean, perhaps you and I are, but the politicians are talking about other loftier issues of budget concerns. Of course, I think that the important word that you use there is that they could extend to that time. People that don't particularly follow the president's line of thinking will say, but it probably won't happen. But we're not going to know until cuts are really made and the personnel are gone. See what it's like at some of these major airports.
So we've been talking about these sequestration cuts that are looming, March being the deadline, but you said it's not actually going to be toward until the end of March where we're actually maybe seeing these things come into effect. But we've also seen with Congress a lot of last-minute deals being made, 11th hour, okay, let's figure something out. How much fear is there within the airline industry, within people operating airports, that something actually is going to happen, people are going to be furloughed, losing their jobs? And how much is there a sense that, well, okay, this is just politics, they'll figure it out?
That's an interesting question. I can only give you my perspective on that. And while I think that everyone hopes something will be worked out prior to the deadline, of course, we also have a looming problem just around the corner, which is the debt ceiling issue again that we faced last summer here in the U.S. And I think what is probably affecting the industry more than just simply worrying about March 1st is this constant squabbling that you never know for certain when the next argument is coming and what the next deadline is going to be that can potentially affect the industry or a particular part of it. It's this not knowing from week to week to week. This uncertainty is just really throwing a monkey wrench into the industry. Not to mention, of course, the fact that the Obama administration nor the Bush administration were terribly friendly to the aviation industry, on occasion to the airlines, but certainly to business aviation and private aviation, they don't have any love for them. I don't think they really care that much.
We have Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood saying that these automatic spending cuts cause all these problems, and that's irking a lot of Republicans, and we're seeing a lot of back and forth and bickering. We've been talking about this, but overall, what's your sense of how well LaHood has been able to navigate these politics and really help appeal to, you know, for the transportation industry to kind of make their case to Congress?
I have not personally been particularly impressed with Mr. LaHood as a transportation secretary. I mean, he came from Illinois as a Republican legislator before he was in the DOT. He had zero transportation experience. While there has been some legislation, consumer-focused, he has been behind, such as the one you may have heard of, the bill to fine airlines if they leave people sitting in airplanes too long on the ramp, and that was not his idea. And what it did, of course, is it had a certainly a different fallout for the airlines, because now what they do is they cancel many, many, many more flights than they ever used to. You know, again, did it help? I don't know. But Mr. LaHood has turned out to be a great politician in talking about all the grand things that we should do. But again, as a spokesman for an industry for the White House, I don't think he's done any better than the rest of the administration has. And that's why we're hoping that when the new DOT secretary is are appointed, which should be hopefully soon, because Mr. LaHood announced his retirement here very soon, we're hoping that the White House will actually maybe throw the industry a bone and bring somebody on that actually has some sort of industry experience, has the experience of fighting for the necessary bits that transportation needs. I mean, we had an editorial on Jetwine here a couple of weeks ago. I mean, our choice is certainly Deborah Herzman, who is the chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board right now. And it's because she has the experience, the resume to show that she's willing to stand up for what she believes. And in our Congress, that's a rare thing.
That's Rob Mark. He is the publisher of JetWine.com. Thank you so much for your time and for your analysis.
You're most welcome.
This program has been a production of ComAvia, leading edge media for the aviation industry.